again? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
This is a sacred moment between a boy and his father.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Have you been around sports? It's like I'm talking to a guy who just got dropped in from something. How are we supposed to trust your accuracy?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
You didn't say anything. You sat there like a bump.
I may kill you.
Nature versus nurture. Nature always wins.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Hello again, everybody. It's a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until around 4 o'clock today. A full weekend of football to comprehend and talk about. The beginning of college basketball is today and tonight. Two of our state's teams play, Shockers and KU. K-State opening tomorrow. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com on at 2:25. We'll talk about K-State football. Everybody taking a little step back after losing to Houston. By golly, Jason Duda got that game right.
Good for him. We also have our women's teams playing today. I think Wichita State women play today. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they play today.
K-State women play today.
Somebody,
not sure about KU.
Somebody plays.
So let's not leave people out.
I'm not leaving anybody out.
Yeah, you did.
No, I'm not leaving anybody out. This is about the opening of college men's basketball for the most part. We care about the women. We'll get to them later.
Well, they play today, though. So
yeah, but if you go to 100 people on the street and say college basketball starting today, how many will say who do the women play versus who do the men play?
A lot. Yeah.
Depends on where you are.
Women's basketball is pretty popular.
What will that ratio be?
I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
Doesn't mean we should just leave them out and not.
So now you're putting a guilt trip on me?
Yeah, I am.
So you would have gotten on this show today and say, college basketball starts today. The men Western Kentucky. Who'd the women play?
Whoever they played.
Well, you don't seem to know. Why not?
No, I just don't.
Well, if it's on the same level in our community, why not?
Not a schedule check guy. But I've been, I don't know who Wichita State plays second. It's not like I'm just over the moon on Wichita State's schedule. I'm not scheduled.
You don't know who the Shocker men play Saturday.
I do not.
At Coke Arena, their home opener.
That's
Montana State.
Well, there you go. Good for the Bobcats coming in.
Well, who are the women playing? And I think that game should be close to over. They were comfortably ahead last I saw. But if you're gonna pipe up, you better pipe in.
They're playing Oklahoma Christian.
Okay.
And who would have remembered that?
Well, I remember it.
No, you didn't.
I remember who the men are playing.
81-46 is the...
Okay, who's KU? Who are the KU women playing?
I don't know who the Wichita State... I don't know who the KU men are playing. I think Howard, is
They're
that right?
Howard. Where's
good.
Howard located? Howard University.
I assume it's in Washington, D.C.
Very good. My goodness. I'm a veritable encyclopedia.
KU women play Lindenwood on Wednesday.
Well, that's who the KU football team opened with. Wonder if they had a double date, so to
Must
speak.
Must have been some kind of powwow.
Did you get that?
No.
A double date?
I don't. Is that funny or what?
Yeah. Here's the date we're going to play football. Here's the date we're going to play women's basketball. It's a double date.
I guess K-State. I thought they played today, K-State women, but they don't play until the 7th.
You sure about that?
They play. They played Green Bay today.
Well, we have one very marquee game, but you got to stay up till the wee hours to watch it tonight, Baylor-Gonzaga. Now, will I stay up to watch that game?
Does that start 9?
Unlikely. Might be even later than that.
Well, let's do better. If you have a marquee game, put it at a time people can watch it.
Oh, please. What's with you today?
What are you talking about?
What's with you? You come in here.
Oh, you have to show it at 1 a.m. That's no biggie.
You got all the answers. It starts at 10:30.
Neither of these opinions are particularly controversial.
Starts at 10:30 out in Spokane, Washington. I don't think I can make it for that.
Of course not.
I haven't been up at 10:30 in years.
Very few people can make it.
I might record it
past
midnight. I don't know if
midnight.
I'll watch it, but I might record it.
Record it. I'll be watching the Shockers tonight.
Well, I will too.
I made that decision.
Well, I don't know what was the other
the Pacers. But everyone
on
their
losing streak.
Everyone on there, that team is hurt.
What's happened to Tyrese Haliburton?
He's just not playing well. I don't know what's happened.
What's happened? I saw this debate amongst media people that cover the Pacers, and they're rather concerned.
He's been playing off the ball a little bit more, especially to start the season, like the first couple games, and that didn't make him comfortable. He's forcing his shot a little bit too much. He's not getting others involved.
They said he's lost his explosiveness since his injury last year, and
sure,
that he doesn't look like he has the same motor. Now, I don't know. I'm quoting pretty much verbatim. Okay. What are your thoughts on that?
It might be true, but let's let it play out a little bit. He is coming back from an injury that affected him for the second half of last year, but that team also got to the conference finals under his leadership.
What's their record this year?
I think they're 2-5, 2-4, something like that.
Bad.
Everybody's hurt.
Well, don't get hurt. What have you said on this show? What's a skill?
I haven't said that.
No, you said it. Not being injured. That's a skill.
Right. Not being perpetually injured. So James Wiseman, he doesn't have that skill. But fluke things with Isaiah Jackson, Andrew Nimhard, Aaron Nesmith. It's not like these guys have been injured a bunch. They just fluke things. Wiseman's injury was a fluke, too. I don't even know what's going on out there.
Who cares? All I'm thinking about as you rattle through all this is, they're still giving up way too many points.
Yeah, their defense is atrocious.
And their offense has not been all that good. They're giving up 121 points per game.
Sure.
I mean, my goodness. Get another team.
I think we need another coach, but you can't fire Rick Carlisle.
Now we're
going
to get Rick Carlisle out of there.
He's just not the right.
After they went to the conference finals.
Not the right guy for this team. Rotations are sketchy. I just don't understand what he's going for.
By the way, the unbeaten team, and this is a team that was right there for you. There are two. Oklahoma City off to a 6-0 start. Cleveland. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Good
the team
Cleveland.
You could have taken. Keep it in the family. Keep it at home.
Could have
taken them.
Didn't do it.
Do you regret that?
No, not at all. Cleveland's been fantastic. There's no question about it. They're a team that got a new coach in there. They didn't fire a guy as proven as Rick Carlisle, but sometimes you need somebody else to take that
Who
next step.
Who is their coach?
Oh, they fired Bickerstaff. Their new coach is, oh, God.
You know, you got to be able to come up with these things.
I thought they hired like another proven guy. Tell me his.
Well, I don't know.
Tell me his initials. Go to their page. Figure it out.
I don't know who their coach is.
I do, but I just.
I mean, these are things I'd like to know, but I don't know. I know Donovan Mitchell's great. Mobley is off to a very fast
Jared
start.
Jared Allen's very
and
good.
Our own Dean Wade has been a. Who is it? Who's the coach?
I thought you were going to give me a hint about who the coach was. Maybe his past stops.
Kenny Atkinson.
Oh yeah, he was an assistant with the Warriors. He's been around a little bit.
Never heard of him.
I think he was the Nets coach for a little while.
Nah, I don't think so.
I think he was.
Anyway, they're unbeaten. And a team that you could have jumped in on.
Maybe I should have.
Here's what we have for you today. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, 225. That was a disheartening loss. They looked disinterested to some degree. It's all perception. It just didn't look like they had any fire. It was a rainy, bad weather.
That had a lot to do with it.
Played a little. You can't go. You can't do that.
No.
Iowa State lost as well at home to Texas Tech. So that helps. But Colorado and BYU now look like they've got the inside track to the Big 12 title game.
As of now, yes, they do.
Could change. Anyway, we'll get with Fitz. And then at 2:45, the head cross country and track coach at Central Heights High School.
Is that right?
Join us. Troy Prosser.
Oh, really?
You know him?
No, I know. What are we doing here, though?
They won another title. They're second in a row. Their boys finished first, second, and fourth.
Okay.
They're dominant. And he happens to be the son of a very close friend of mine. And I said, yeah, we'll get Troy on. We'll talk to him about cross country. We're looking forward to it.
We are.
Have you met Troy?
Not that I know of. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, how'd you know who he was?
I just know who he is. I see Maggie's posts.
Well, chip in.
Central Heights and that's Alma's Northeast Heights.
No, Alma's Waubunsee.
You sure?
There's no Northeast Heights. It's Northern Heights,
Heights.
And that's Allen.
And
Central
Alma.
Heights is Richmond.
Okay.
Now, aren't you impressed?
No.
No, let me ask you why. Why aren't you impressed?
Because you did it for 40 years. I would hope you'd...
I didn't cover high school sports.
Yeah, but you
for
sat next
years.
To Dwayne Frazier for 40 years.
No, I didn't delve in, but I...
You didn't delve in.
For the 11 years I did cover high school sports, I immersed myself.
Good.
I like knowing where high schools are.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
It's a great
Who
party
wouldn't?
Thing. It's an icebreaker. I can't tell you how many times I've walked up to somebody and said, you know where Jackson Heights is located?
How many?
Holton. Many.
Holton?
Yeah.
Holton's in Holton.
Yeah, they got two schools up there.
There you go.
That's right. You know
Should
where,
they?
You know where Nemaha Valley is located?
Seneca.
How'd you know that one?
I know some of them. I just forgot a lot of them.
You know where Tri Plains is located?
Brewster.
No.
That's High Plains.
Winona. You can't trick me. It's unbelievable. And I can't even get an accolade from my own flesh and blood.
I'm not in a great mood today.
I can tell. What happened?
It's too gloomy.
I thought you liked this
weather. I do, but again, I don't like it to be overcast a week straight. That just doesn't do anything for anybody.
Well, it hadn't been a week straight.
It's been 4 or 5 days.
And unfortunately, for it to rain, it's got to be overcast.
Well, we can. I like the rain. Give me the rain.
Well, the rain.
Give me the overcast. Give me the rain.
So you could. How does it rain without overcast?
I don't want.
Tell me that.
Are you?
Tell me how it rains.
Can it be overcast without rain?
Sure.
I don't want that. I want the rain.
Well, we've had a lot of rain.
Well, then keep raining if we're going to be dark and cloudy.
You make no sense.
How does that not make sense?
You know, your wife was over here yesterday. She fixed our ice maker.
I fixed that also.
She has great thoughts and insights and talkative and engaging.
Give me some insights she has.
And then we got you like a bump on a log over
well,
there.
If you'd like to do the show with her, I'll...
In the other
idea.
On the other end of the couch, not offering anything.
Not an offer guy. You didn't offer anything.
Of course I did.
You were sitting there just not doing much.
Well, I had a very hurt ankle.
Sorry
and
to hear that.
I appreciate you all bringing the ice pack.
Yeah, we do everything for you, so calm down.
You do everything.
Yeah, just
me.
About.
Name one other thing you've done.
We helped with the kitchen, moving things in and out.
Well, right.
I'm happy.
That's what.
I moved that huge limb from your house.
And daughters do.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. Just don't take us for granted out here.
Take you for granted?
A little bit.
Really? That's how you feel?
I'm just saying don't.
No, wait. Now, wait. I'm serious about this.
I'm just saying don't.
Because remember, my wife's listening.
Yes.
You feel like Debbie Lutz.
No, I'm just saying don't.
Have we?
I don't think so yet.
Why?
I don't think so.
Why are you the way you are?
What way am I?
Seriously. You're in a bad mood.
I don't like...
It's obvious to everyone.
I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just not in a great mood.
And you want to wear me out because of it.
I'm not wearing you out.
It drives me nuts.
I'm not even doing anything. I don't...
Why can't people be the way I'd like them to be? That's all. That's all I ask. 869-1240, that is the IHOP hotline. We'd love to hear from you if you have the desire to give us a call. IHOP, where you can celebrate weekdays with several favorites available to you for just $6, Monday through Friday at IHOP. Shockers tonight, Western Kentucky. No idea really what to expect. I meant to look up where Western Kentucky was picked to finish in their conference. I don't have that information, but I'm curious about it because they're normally a pretty good ball club.
Well, they played in the NCAA tournament last year, I believe. Shockers beat them by 10 at home. So it should be a pretty good game, I would expect. What even conference is Western Kentucky in?
That's one that's got me flummoxed. I actually don't know. That's something else I used to know, but I'm not nearly as...
Conference USA.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Conference USA. They should do well in that conference because it's a terrible conference.
They were... I don't know where they were picked. Why can't we just get a list of where people were
that
picked?
That baby has really shrunk over the years.
They're picked to win it.
Well, but like I said.
But it's not a good conference.
Jacksonville State, Middle Tennessee, Florida International, Kennesaw State, Liberty, Louisiana Tech, New Mexico State, Sam Houston, and UTEP are your other schools. Soon to be joined by Missouri State is going to that conference.
Feel bad for Missouri State. Why would you leave the Valley?
I don't understand it because they want to go D1 football. And that makes some sense.
I guess I've
been meaning to ask my friend Lyndall Scranton, who has covered Missouri State for quite some time, whether he likes that move or not.
I can't imagine he would.
For basketball purposes, it's not a great move. For football, they are in the Division I picture. I'm sure that will increase some of the revenues. But, do you really care?
I guess you kind of have to.
Is Missouri State, Middle Tennessee going to light it up for us on a Saturday afternoon?
Wouldn't think so. But if it helps them,
well,
you're
the one who questioned it.
No, I think it's dumb.
Now you're validating it to some measure.
Well, football is a
because
whole
I agree
other animal.
With you. Now you're disagreeing.
No, I'm saying football is a whole other animal. If that's the reason, I guess there's some. It makes sense, but from
this is the lowest level of.
Yeah, it's not going to do him any favors.
Division I football. I mean, that's hardly. Would you rather play this schedule or play North Dakota State?
I'd rather play the Valley schedule, I think.
Northern Iowa. I wonder how the Valley would fare against
Conference USA.
Conference USA.
Man, these conferences, when teams start leaving, they just are a shell of their former selves. Even the Valley, when Loyola left and
who'd the Valley get to replace Missouri
like
State?
Illinois, Chicago's been there.
That's who they replaced Loyola with. Have they done anything to replace Missouri State?
Not that I know of.
Missouri State's still there this year, so that doesn't take effect until next year. But I'm interested in that. You know, I spend a lot of time in the Valley.
I do.
And it means something to me. I think the Valley is tremendous.
They have not yet announced a replacement for Missouri State, but there's some options out there.
Like who?
Let's see. Peoria Journal Star doesn't say.
They just say there's options?
Yeah, it said they might go big, but they don't name any.
Well, what's going big?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Doesn't mention a single other. A school that they might go after.
I suppose you could look at the Horizon League, but none of... I don't know. We'll get into that some other time. We're going to take a
Northern
break right
Kentucky?
Now.
Northern Kentucky?
No.
I'm just
Although
Wright,
they're up and coming.
Wright
but...
State, Texas Arlington, Morehead State, Oral Roberts, Nebraska, Omaha, Eastern Kentucky, Austin, P. There's a bunch.
None of them really jump. We'll take a break. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, will try to explain to us how K-State, with so much riding, could go to Houston and lose. We'll talk to him next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. We're going to talk some K-State football, get into some basketball since we're on the cusp of that as well. But hey, Fitz, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We got to start asking you about, you know, the other day, the loss at Houston, so much riding on that game. Looked like the college playoff was well within the grasp of Kansas State. I'm not saying it still isn't, but what a setback. And it looked to me, by watching the bulk of that football game, trying to keep it on the TV between all the rain and everything like that, it looked to me like K-State was a little flat. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I agree. Ask Chris Klieman about after the game. He doesn't agree, and I disagree with him. I think they were extremely flat. He said they got to get back to fundamentals and stay on their fundamentals, and I'm like, well, fundamentals are nice, and you can do everything right, but if you don't do it with enthusiasm and hunger, it's not going to work the same way. It just isn't, and they didn't play with much fire at all. It came back to bite them. And then some really questionable coaching decisions down the stretch opened the door for Houston. Didn't lose the game, but certainly made it possible, and Houston cashed in.
Where does this leave K-State? We know kind of what can happen, what may not happen. We know the Iowa State game now takes on a lot of importance. We know Colorado and BYU are in the driver's seat. But just emotionally, mentally, you know, it's got to be a little bit more difficult knowing that these games lose a little bit of meaning. So what was Kansas State's kind of attitude after the game, and how do you expect them to respond?
It's a great question, and honestly, I don't know. Because it's incredible in this conference how what we thought we knew about schedules at the start of the season turned out to be completely wrong. Because Arizona State and Cincinnati sure did feel like a couple games that were going to be wins at home. Now you doubt that. And you look at the fact that Kansas State needs Colorado to lose, and they have road games at Utah and Oklahoma State. And at the start of the season, they're like, they're not getting through that. And now they are. They will. They're going to have to really screw up like K-State did to open the door, and K-State's got to win out. But if they don't come out and play with more focus and just get after opponents, they're not going to win out. They're just not. They're certainly not going to win at Iowa State without having a lot of personal, emotional investment in games.
Tim Fitzgerald with us. He speaks the truth about Kansas State in all capacities. I was really into this conference and the jumbled schedule, and I really thought the first few weeks were fun, and I'm starting to retract on a little bit of that. I knew I'd have trouble with the unbalanced schedule eventually, and here I am, and I'm having some trouble with the unbalanced schedule. I think BYU is a really good football team, but they're going to get to the finish line, at least during the regular season, without playing Colorado or Iowa State. K-State, meanwhile, will play all of those three other contenders. I guess it's just the luck of the draw, but I'm not convinced that's the best way to determine conference champions and who gets to the college football playoff.
I agree with you. Big Ten's got the same issue with Indiana. They could run the table and not play anyone that's worth a darn. And it is a problem. I don't really know the solution, But I tell you what, it is a true oddity that Kansas State has to play all three of the other contenders in this conference on the road, and Kansas State is the only team, and they play them at home, the other three play. So it's given them a big advantage, but it also gave K-State an advantage in tiebreakers, because you get down there and the winning percentage of your opposition in conference play is one of the tiebreakers. Well, K-State squandered that, but it might come back and play if they can get into a tie with some folks. Of course, they would own the direct tiebreaker with Colorado and Iowa State if they went out. The issue is probably, as much as anything, is Texas Tech. What if they went out? What if they're the ones to hand Colorado the loss, and then they end up with a tie with Kansas State?
Do you think, and this might be a bit extreme, but you can tell me, do you think Avery Johnson faces competition at quarterback next year? I'm not saying he's going to be benched or anything like that, but is there a chance they bring in someone who can push him a little bit? Do you see that as a possibility?
I do. I mean, I don't know if they'd take a portal guy, though. I mean, they've got a freshman that they really like. Bringing in another freshman, they might. They might do that, but they'll have Knuth back to be the backup. It's not that they may not want to, but as they found out this year, finding someone that wants to come in and compete with a guy that of Avery Johnson's potential and youth is a little bit difficult. And I just know this. He's got to play better, but he's also apparently dealing with some health issues that we thought were healed up. But by his lack of running the last 2 weeks, it's clear he's still fighting that hip.
Talking now with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. Obviously, there's always been criticism when your team doesn't perform up to expectations, which was the case at Houston. But, man, when you're on social media after one of these games, the it's like the dam bursts. How do you... This is a big change in athletics over the past 10, 15 years. How do you find that athletes and coaches and administrators deal with some of the backlash that happens? Because you would think from reading Twitter the other day that K-State might as well drop the program.
Oh, some people want Coach Klieman fired. They want Connor Riley fired. You know, the emotional immaturity of a lot of people is stunning. And that, look, as someone who has investment in this, you know, literally, my business thrives when Kansas State Athletics thrive. So, you know, going to the playoff would be huge for me. So, you know, I was befuddled and angry about the performance. But, you know, I'm glad I don't work for any of these people that at one point of problem they chop your head off. You know, though, the strangest thing, look, I understand these people will lash out at coaches and players, but the amount of hatred media gets after a loss is baffling. The number of times I'm told, this is all because you guys don't ask hard questions. I'm like, well, what would you like to ask? And I'm like, I've literally asked every one of those questions. Because of the emotionally immature, I think our job is to be confrontational with coaches, not ask questions to get into arguments. And that's not at all our role. You would think people would understand that because media is more transparent now than ever. I mean, they can communicate directly with us via social media, but they don't. They think we're there to act on their behalf, and we're actually there to get answers to questions that need to be answered. And look, we're not there to beat the truth out of them. If a coach wants to lie to us, literally, what are we supposed to do about it other than keep pushing on the question? So social media is... It's not a fun place all the time. Most of the time I love it, but boy, when people start lashing out at media because they emotionally can't take a loss, it's just truly kind of sad on their path.
Yeah. Just along those lines a little bit, switching to basketball, is it fair to kind of expect not a slow start, but maybe that it'll take some time with Kansas State basketball just because they're built around a lot of transfers, a lot of guys that haven't played together? Or since that's just kind of the nature of college basketball, do people just expect them to hit the ground running? And if there's a slow start, we might hear similar backlash.
You could. You could. I mean, it's very common. And I do expect kind of a slow start because exactly what you said. The upside Jerome Tang has with this group is they've been together since the start of the summer, which his other two teams were missing a piece or two. This group of guys have been together, which isn't only about X's and O's. It's about, you know, the locker room and forming a true team on and off the court. I think this will be a pretty good team, but getting there is a process. And you can tell by his non-conference schedule, he expects that to be a process. And getting into Big 12 is going to be really tough. This conference is brutal. And some teams that their fans are really used to winning a lot of games are going to see their teams lose games. Because with competition comes more setbacks. Someone loses every game, which is great until it's your team that does it once too often for your standards. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of peeved fans throughout basketball because they're not reaching the lofty expectations those people might hold.
We're with Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. I'm going to ask you for a prediction, although I don't know if you'll have one, but we're going to have a 12-team playoff. I can't wait. It's going to be fascinating. Does the Big 12 get two?
I would think that the only formula for that at this point involves K-State losing to Iowa State, so they go. Maybe the loser, if they're both, well, Iowa State, let's say Iowa State wins and BYU loses. BYU loses the title game, they might sneak in. If Colorado isn't involved in the title game, but with, you know, three more wins, climbs up into that range, they could sneak in. And let's be honest here, this, at the end of the day, becomes about TV ratings and, you know, national interest, and Colorado brings that in a way no one else in the Big 12 does. BYU brings in a giant fan base. So those two teams are pretty equipped to maybe be that second choice.
All right, lots to play out still in the college football season. College basketball getting off and started today. K-State opens its season tomorrow against New Orleans. Tim, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. Great to hear from you.
Thanks.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, owner, GoPowerCat.com. Here's Troy Prosser. He is the head cross-country coach, track and field coach at Central Heights High School up in Richmond, Kansas. And he's on this show to talk about this team's success, winning its second straight Class 2A boys title Saturday up in Wamego. Troy, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. How are you, Jeff?
We're good.
Thank you. Let's divulge. You're the son of a very good friend of mine, stepson of a friend of mine.
Does that ruin any credibility I have now?
Only being the stepson. The son, you're good to go.
Okay, we'll go with
so,
that.
So, quite a deal to do what you've done at a small 2A school. And what strikes me, not just winning state championships, but the way you get kids to go out and participate in cross country. How many boys and girls participated in cross country this fall at Central Heights High School?
At the high school and the middle school level, we had about 40 kids on the team this year.
That's remarkable to me because this is not an easy sport. It's an endurance sport. It's a tough sport. And if you'd have come to Derby High School back in 1973 and told Wayne Gifford, who's your stepfather, and yours truly that you wanted us to run, we would have scoffed at you.
Well, I actually do believe that, but it's a little bit different than 1973. The program here at Central Heights got started by John Schultz in 1983. And it was pretty small at that point, but it took off pretty quickly. I think they had their first state championship within the first 5 years. So it's been 42 years of this program.
Yeah, so what's your selling point for these kids to get them out? I'm sure some of them are already enthusiastic to do so, but when you find yourself needing maybe to talk someone into it, what do you tell them?
Here's the crazy thing. I don't recruit kids. The kids on the team, they talk to friends, they have siblings, other people. It's Central Heights is actually out in the middle of the country, so it's four small communities. It's Richmond, Princeton, Rantoul, and Lane, and they all have very small small amount of people in each town, but it's really just a lot of word of mouth. We started off the year before I took over. This is my 10th year. There were, I believe, five or six kids on the team, and my goal was to get a few kids in, show them the ropes of what I had learned over the years from a few great coaches, and have some fun doing it. And once you get success, that really kind of gets a few more eyes on it, and the kids go, hey, I want to be a part of something successful too. And by year four, we had won a state championship. Year three was a state runner-up in Class 3A. By 2 points, we missed a state championship that year.
Talking Central Heights cross country with their coach, Troy Prosser. Back-to-back now, 2A state titles. This year, boys finished 1-2-4. The girls took fifth overall, so another really successful year. What's the key to being a really good cross-country runner? What do you need to do to get maybe past some of those mental hurdles and become a really good distance runner?
Oh, well, I think everybody has the ability to do that. To get past some of those hurdles is to find ways, from the coaching aspect, find ways to challenge them that will give them success. That might be shortening the distance or having them run for a certain amount of time or giving them in our case, a target on the team. I'm very lucky to have a lot of kids that are extremely competitive with each other, but also extremely supportive. Like if one of their teammates gets the best of them, they don't get mad. They don't get down. They just, they try to get even on the course, but they love it. It's you got the sibling rivalries all the time, it seems like, on the team. But as far as the runner, whatever, it really just takes drive. I know people usually talk about motivation. People need to be motivated to do something. You need to be motivated to complete a task at work or something like that. But really, it just becomes drive, and drive is something that you can learn. Motivation is something that kind of has to come from the outside. And I try to motivate them a little bit, but I remind them constantly, like, hey, you can be great at this. You just need to want to do it. And whatever motivates you might be temporary, but once you find that drive on the inside, once you find that little bit of success, that's going to carry you so, so far. It'll get you through things that you didn't know you could do or even thought were impossible, or through injuries or sickness or those types of things too.
You kind of answered my question by talking so passionately and enthusiastically about the sport, but what made you want to coach? You were a very successful track athlete in high school and in college. Maybe it was just kind of the natural progression to go into coaching, but what was kind of the impetus for that, and how rewarding have you found it?
Well, I ran cross country in high school, but I was more a sprinter. I was kind of that 100, 200, 400 long jump relay specialist. But when I got to Otto University, I was lucky enough to have Kirk Wren as a head coach. And I'll be completely honest with you, he made everything enjoyable. He made everybody seem like they belonged. He made a point to coach every single athlete that he had as an individual and not just as a cog in a machine. And I was lucky enough when I had graduated for him to give me a spot on his coaching staff. So I was at Ottawa University with him as an assistant for 6 years. And I learned so much about just being a good human to the kids that you coach from him that I try to carry that legacy with me. He had 3 out of the 12 teams in the 2A state meet were coached by myself and 2 of my teammates that were runners for him at Ottawa several years ago. But it's really just that. It was that I got that first chance to coach. I loved the sport. I always loved running. I didn't know how to coach, but I learned a lot from him on just the X's and O's kind of came later.
Well, Troy, congratulations.
Hey, I've got a question, though. Well, I'm not quite done with Troy.
Well, go ahead.
Troy, I've noticed, are you the librarian at Central Heights?
I am a man of many hats at Central Heights.
Tell me about that, doing the library, because my wife is also a school librarian in Valley Center, and she, you know, I hear a lot about it from her. How do you run your library over there?
Oh, it's like the military in here. No, I have, I run the at-risk program yes. at the school. I'm in charge of the middle school and high school library. I also have kindergarten through 12th grade in-school suspension. I work with the kids that are doing dual credit with college classes, online classes, and credit recovery for kids that need to make up for classes towards their graduation credits. So I do keep busy. But as far as the library is concerned, I run it like it should be. It should be quiet and respectful.
There you go.
We love it. Last time I was in a library, been a while, but I probably need to visit more often. Again, Central Heights with another team title, state cross country class 2A. Their individuals, Cody Hammond, Connor Birkdahl, Owen Miller, finished 1, 2, and 4 in that race. We've been talking with Troy Prosser, the Central Heights coach. Troy, thank you so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Maybe run into Troy at a library sometime.
Well, you don't run, you don't read, so.
What do you mean I don't read? Look at all
these
books.
You felt. Can I take that Yogi Berra book?
No, I need to read that one.
You're not gonna, though, so let's just be real.
I don't know why
I
can't read or don't read more.
I don't either.
I read on my phone all the time. Used to read books.
Convenient. We've all lost a little bit of attention span. It's tough.
Well, I don't like it. I don't know. Now you've made me feel guilty.
For what?
Because I feel like I should read. It's not that I don't read. It's just that I don't read the books I have.
That's what I'm asking. Can I borrow one?
No.
Really? Because
you'll never bring it back.
I always bring your books back.
I don't feel comfortable with it.
That's lame.
Like this one. Really wanted to read this.
But you didn't.
Haven't opened it. Crazy. Doggone, it makes me mad.
Well, do something about it. Or don't. Or stop being mad about it.
I feel like I get hooked on television shows.
I feel
now
like you
do,
too.
Now you got me hooked on Matlock.
Really? How many have you watched?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only watched 2 so far. Kind of trying to pace ourselves since we don't watch that many shows.
Well, you got to get to
the
bottom of
that. Just blow through the only 2 shows we watch.
I've enjoyed it.
It's been good.
All right, time for a break. We've got another hour left to go here on the Bob and Jeff Show. Monday, a little rainy, cool. Supposed to clear off a little bit tomorrow, but looks like we're going to be in for a period of moisture, which is good. We need it. Back in a minute.